Joined on The Green this week by contributor Eileen Dalabrida, who this week takes a look at the issues that many restaurants are facing post-pandemic with staffing and how that's impacting their ability to get back on their feet after the COVID-19 pandemic. Eileen, we appreciate you taking some time to talk about your piece this week on The Green.
Good to be with you, Tom.
So are restaurants surprised they are having this much trouble staffing up? Did they expect they'd be able to get back to business a little bit more easily than this?
Well, I think many of us, including restaurateurs, are surprised at how quickly the recovery from the pandemic is unfolding. They went from 50% capacity and an atmosphere in which lots of patrons were staying home to 100% capacity and consumers champing at the bit to dine out. That's a big difference, and restaurants needed lots of labor to ramp up.
And I guess, you know, having had to kind of ramp down during much of the pandemic, the ability to ramp back up was perhaps a bigger lift than they suspected it would be.
Indeed.
So, you know, some argue that the extended and expanded unemployment benefits are keeping people away. Many economists suggest that's not true, or at least not entirely true. From the restaurant owners you talk to, do they think that this unemployment extension, extended benefits is hurting their ability to bring employees back to work in their restaurants?
They do. They believe that the government has made it more lucrative to not work with that extra $300 a week in benefits on top of $400 a week in Delaware state benefits. The money is a powerful enticement, but so is the opportunity for people to stay home with their families and avoid the expense and hassle of childcare.
Yeah, I was going to say the childcare piece has got to be a big piece, particularly up until at least recently when schools were in session, but kids were learning from home. And so, you know, parents kind of had to manage that more than they would in normal conditions.
Yes, it will be interesting to see what happens when those benefits expire at the beginning of September.
And at the same time, schools will be back in session, so the child care piece may not be as big. Are there some other issues that the people you talk to, you know, suggest maybe keeping workers away beyond, you know, perhaps at least in part the extended and expanded unemployment?
Lots. The pandemic motivated many people to make a choice as to where they wanted to go in life. And some of them decided to get out of the restaurant business. It's really hard work. And when restaurants were closed and many workers were home, they said, golly, my back doesn't hurt because they weren't carrying heavy trays, or their feet didn't hurt because they weren't standing at a sink all night washing dishes. I spoke with a server, a 30-year-old who's been waiting tables for 10 years, and he learned about investing during his downtime. He's back working at a restaurant now, and he's making decent money, and he likes his job, but he wants to do something new, something that offers him more of a career path.
With all that in mind, is it fair to say that some of this workforce is really gone for good, that they're not coming back, and these restaurants are going to have to find new people to put into this workforce?
Yes. And that's if only because so many people found other ways to make money. In Sussex County, where there's lots of building going on, a number of restaurant workers shifted to construction jobs. So instead of working nights and weekends, they work days and have weekends off. Instead of serving drinks on Saturday night, they're out with their friends enjoying a cold one. And for many people, it boils down to a lifestyle decision.
I was going to say, I mean, quality of life, we hear a lot about that now in terms of people and any kind of employment. And certainly, as you just mentioned, the ability to have a better quality of life if you're not working those nights and weekends has got to be a huge draw for some people who particularly, you know, worked at it for a long time that way and gave up those things for a long time.
It is.
So what are restaurants doing to compete for workers now? How are they trying to either entice some of these people to come back or find, as I mentioned earlier, those new people to put into this workforce?
Well, some are simply paying more. Seasons, the regional restaurant chain, pizzerias, offered $200 signing bonuses for new employees. Eating and dining establishments also are working harder to recruit help. In Millsboro, the Peninsula Golf and Country Club really stepped up its hiring efforts. They had five job fairs instead of their usual three. and they still came up short. And many restaurateurs are reaching out to prospective hires through social media. Sometimes they're just looking for someone to fill a shift, bussing tables or washing dishes.
So almost kind of like temp workers to fill what they need to fill, at least for the time being.
To get us through to the next day, yep.
Well, with that in mind, you know, what are some other things that restaurants are trying to do as they build the staff back up? There seems to be this kind of gap, right, between you're now back at full capacity and there's this desire, there's an audience coming, there's patrons coming, but you don't quite have the staff. You know, where does that leave some of these people, these restaurants, in this kind of in-between time between now when people want to come and eat and be at the restaurant, but you don't necessarily have the staff to accommodate all those people?
Yeah. So some restaurants are operating on reduced schedules. Instead of serving lunch and dinner, they're only serving dinner. Instead of being closed on Mondays, they're closed on Tuesdays too. If they have three dining rooms, they may only open two. Grotto Pizza, which at one point had more than 200 job openings across the state, came up with a plan to shuttle workers between locations to maximize staff. And at the beach, some enterprising entrepreneurs helped each other out. The owner of a Grab and Go Taco in Fenwick Island connected with the owner of One Coastal, a farm-to-table concept, because three of her employees wanted to earn some extra money. So they worked at both places. But the rub is the owner of the taco place could only spare them until Memorial Day. So again, we're seeing a lot of stopgap measures.
And I imagine that this affects some of the smaller, you know, for lack of a better term, maybe boutique cafes and restaurants than maybe a bigger outlet like Grotto's. And not to say that Grotto's isn't affected, but they probably have, is it fair to say, more options to kind of make things work than again, like a smaller boutique type of outfit would?
I think so. You don't have the those resources of being able to shuttle people between locations or having that much bigger pool of labor.
You also note in your piece that there's kind of a tipping point for restaurants when it comes to things like rent. Is it possible that some restaurants that survived the pandemic restrictions, doing takeout, doing what they could with limited capacity, with outdoor dining, will have survived all that only to shutter in the aftermath of the pandemic? Is that a real possibility for some of these places?
I'm afraid so, because they haven't been able to recover as quickly as they would have. Some restaurants truly have gone out of the frying pan into the fire. And after just a devastating year and a half, they're still struggling. A survey by Alignable, which is a small business referral network, reported that 40% of restaurateurs, that's half, had a hard time paying rent in May, up from 14% in April. That's a huge jump.
I was going to say, I mean, it's, you know, being able to pay that rent is kind of crucial, and it's harder to do when you're already, as you said, maybe limiting your hours, only serving dinner instead of lunch and dinner. And, you know, there's been federal money, there's been kind of bailout money from the Small Business Administration and you know, other things from the state that targeted restaurants. I mean, at a certain point, that money's not going to be there to kind of float you. Is that kind of, you know, we're getting closer to that tipping point when there's not the support there, but you still can't open up the way you want to and get the kind of revenue you need to do something as simple as pay the rent?
That's the situation.
So talking to the various people you did for this story, you know, what is your sense of where things are headed? I mean, is this just a short-term problem, or is this kind of a game changer for the industry going forward, that things are kind of forever changed in the way a lot of these places will operate?
I think it's a game changer, Tom. The pandemic has a huge impact on the way people work going forward. But, you know, that said, there are significant constants in the restaurant business. You need people and you need them on site. You can't serve a perfectly grilled sea bass via Zoom. So I do think we're going to see more labor-saving innovations, such as robots ferrying plates to the tables. And I think we'll also see lots of restaurants permanently retaining concepts that helped them through the pandemic, like takeout cocktails and outdoor dining well into the cooler months. Patrons liked it, so why not keep it up?
It's good to say. I mean, I guess that's the one thing that may be the positive side, that some of these places that maybe would never have thought of doing takeout or as much takeout as they do or as much outdoor dining as they do found that, you know, maybe this is something that they can do if they can get over this period now where they're still trying to staff up.
Yeah, it's an additional stream of revenue so that when their traditional streams of revenue are restored, this could be the cherry on top.
It's something we'll definitely want to keep an eye on as these restaurants try to get back on their feet post-pandemic. Eileen Dallarita, we appreciate your reporting this week to give us an insight into what's going on right now, and we look forward to talking to you about it more in the future.
Thanks, Tom.